parties to announce billions in spending promises. That's the lead headline in today's Irish Times, which reports that the big parties will unveil policies involving spending in the key areas of housing, health and childcare as the focus of the general election campaign shifts to policy. The Irish Examiner leads with a similar line this morning, reporting that pension deals for early retirees, the abolition of hospital charges for children, details of SSIA-type schemes for aspirant homeowners and income tax breaks are among the sweeteners Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil are unleashing this week. The Behaviour and Attitudes opinion poll in yesterday's Sunday Times, which put Fine Gael behind Fianna Fáil, generates a lead story in both the Irish Independent and Irish Daily Mail. Under the headline, Fine Gael TDs fear ministerial meltdown, the Independent quotes unnamed TDs within the party, saying that they fear that second seats in constituencies across the country are now at risk, while the Mail runs with the line that many within the party's inner circle are in peril. The Garda manhunt for a Drogheda man believed to have been involved in the gruesome killing of teenager Keen Mulready Woods is the lead story in the Herald. The Irish Daily Star and Herald also lead with stories related to that killing today, while for its lead story, The Echo reports on the Garda investigation into the fatal stabbing of 20-year-old student Cameron Blair at a party in Cork City last week. The paper reports that Garda are hoping that video footage will shed further light on the investigation. For its lead story, the Irish Sun reports that two men, both originally from Brazil, had to be hospitalised last night after a suspected overdose of the liquid ecstasy drug GHB, which they are thought to have taken at a house party in Dublin city centre. Elsewhere on the front pages, Michael Guerin of the addiction charity Cún Uaire is quoted in The Examiner saying that school leavers are now budgeting for cocaine as part of their Deb's Night package. Ireland has the fifth largest number of billionaires per capita in the world. That's according to a report produced by Oxfam in advance of this week's World Economic Forum at Davos, which tells us that there are now 17 Irish billionaires. Back in the front of the Examiner, it's reported there that political parties spent more than €45,000 on Facebook ads between March of last year and the 14th of January this year. The paper also gives over two pages to how much the parties are spending on the election, and its lead editorial is also devoted to this topic today. But finally, the big sports stories of the day are Liverpool's win over Man United in the Premier League yesterday and Currafin's defeat of Kilkoo in the All-Ireland Club Football Final. A bare-chested Mo Salah features in many of the pictures of the Liverpool win, while a victorious-looking Kieran Molloy is pictured on the front of today's Independent wearing the yellow and green of Currafin.